You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party co-leadership race is heating up, with Julianne Genta throwing her hat in the ring earlier today following Marama Davidson's announcement that she'd be running on the weekend. News director Lillian Hanley spoke with Marama about her bid, first asking her why she's running.
Because I want the Green Party to remain an independent and progressive voice that will also call the government to account, while at the same time can support our ministers in particular to get stuff done. And I know that I am the best place to be able to do that for several reasons. I've got a proud role outside of the executive to be able to, as a co-leader, to be able to really be strong and upstanding and consistent on the campaigns and the progressive policies and values that we've always had. And we, you know, the membership have been very clear. They do not want us to stop standing up for those issues that are all about what the Green Party is about. And so that's one of my main reasons for wanting to put my name forward. And also because only the Green Party can tell the story of how all of the issues, the crises that we are facing, the economic, environmental and social issues, they are all connected. And we're the party that can best tell the story of how those things are connected, of how we cannot address climate change until we sort and transform our social and economic framework. We cannot address our social and economic issues until we make sure that our environment is being looked after. And the Greens are the best place to do that, and that's a core, it's going to be a core platform of my campaign as well.
Some criticism out there might be that you don't have, you know, a long history in Parliament, or you don't have the necessary kind of qualification or experience needed for this position. But in terms of looking at it from perhaps a treaty partnership point of view, you stepping up to co-leader, you along with James Shaw as a Pākehā and a Māori leading a party, what does that mean?
Yeah, and I'm also proud of what I've been able to achieve. I'm also proud of what I've been able to achieve in the time that I have been in Parliament, including leading alongside the now Minister Phil Twyford the homelessness, the inquiry into homelessness, including in the first few days being able to show myself immediately as someone who will stand up for the rights of people and getting kicked out of the house for wanting to stand and call for accountability to sexual abuse and violence, and including being one of the first parliamentarian in the world to stand up for the people of North Dakota, the First Peoples of North Dakota, and their resistance against dirty oil pipelines. So I'm proud of what I've been able to achieve in the time that I've been in Parliament, And also, I remember that James Shaw became a co-leader within a few months. I think within some months, he put his bid in to become the next male co-leader for us as well. And absolutely, I'm proud that the Greens are the only political party in Parliament who have at the base of our kaupapa a responsibility, an explicit responsibility to upholding our partnership under Te Tiriti. And so, you know, people and the members will need to decide what that can actually look like at a leadership level as well, and alongside all of our political stands as well.
One of the key parts of your announcement was that you want to push the Green presence into places that it may not have been before. How are you going to do that?
And again, that's going to come down to making sure our membership base feels motivated and strong and inspired to do our groundwork for our movement. Because without the base reaching out, being a presence across the communities, without our base, you know, attending things like the Waitakere Rāhui Hui and meetings, and they already are there doing that, without the engagement happening across the communities all around the country, led by our grassroots activists, we will not be able to be present and grow our movement and make it more strong, cohesive and diverse. So that, but our grassroots members need leadership to ensure that they know that we've got their back, that they're going into these communities, that they're listening, supporting, being allies to the grassroots-driven campaigns, and that the leadership has got their back.
That was Marama Davidson talking about her leadership bid. I spoke with Julianne Genter earlier about her bid, but before we get into that interview, we've just got a poll here. Who would you rather win the New Zealand Greens co-leadership? And so far it's looking like 67% of you want Marama Davidson to win. So let's see if Julianne can convince you to vote for her.
I think it's really important that party members have a choice, and so I'm putting myself forward as a candidate that has a lot of skills and experience to offer, a very long history in the party, and proof that I can be an effective spokesperson on a wide range of issues. But I also think that whatever party members choose will be the right choice for the party.
And how do you rate your chances? Do you feel optimistic?
Again, I think it's just really important for the party members to make the choice, whatever it's going to be. I think it's very difficult for us to know what the result will be until the actual vote, and we still don't even know who all the candidates are. So,
do you feel other people might put their name forward?
I have no idea, but nominations don't close until tomorrow, so it's entirely possible.
And the party has been criticised by some members for moving further to the centre under James Shaw. Where do you want the party to head politically?
The Green Party has always been incredibly focused on both environmental and social issues. We cannot solve our environmental challenges like climate change without solving the same fundamental underlying economic issues that have resulted in horrific inequality.
And Marama has been involved with the grassroots for a long time. Do you feel you're as representative of this group as her, or will you reach out to this group more?
Marama has incredible talents and skills. In only 2 years as an MP, she's managed to get a very high profile, and I think she is very successful at reaching out to certain communities. I think that the job of co-leader requires a whole lot of different skills, and we both have different skill sets, so it'll be up to the party members to make the decision.
Do you feel the Greens have been lacking in engaging the membership recently?
I personally want to make it a real priority that we engage well with the members, that we're listening to them while we're in government, and that we're having enough conversations that they feel a sense of ownership of what we're doing.
And the Greens' share of the vote dropped from 10.7% in 2014 to 6.3% in 2017. Why do you feel this happened, and how do you aim on winning these votes back, especially considering the increasing popularity of Labour?
I think it's really important that we do win those votes back, and I think we have the potential to gain even more. The Greens are the future of politics. We need to do three things, I think, to effectively win our vote back and grow our votes. We need to have a united party and caucus so that we can go out and effectively campaign to hundreds of thousands of voters. We need to have or demonstrate that we are effective in government, that we're delivering on our promises, so people have a strong reason to vote for us. And we need to present a clear, distinct, bold vision for 2020 so that voters know that if they want a truly progressive government, the only way to get that is to party vote Green.
Do you think this will be difficult to do with your close ties to Labour in this government? To say we are distinct from them?
My ministerial role offers me an incredible opportunity to both deliver real change, but also to have a greater platform to speak to a larger number of voters. And as we all know, we struggled in opposition for our co-leaders to be well-known, and that has a lot to do with what our vote is like. So having ministers is an opportunity for us to share our values and vision with more voters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.